Fred Thompson has had an unusual career path. He served as minority counsel to the Senate Watergate Committee. He's also acted in many movies, including The Hunt for Red October, and he's currently starring in the television series Law and Order. Thompson's had a leading role in the Senate, too, representing Tennessee for the past 8 years. But the 60-year-old Republican decided more than a year ago to retire from that position, saying he didn't want a long-term job on Capitol Hill.
I think it's got to be something that you're 100% engaged in all the time. A person needs to come up, do their best, fight it as hard as they can for as long as they can, and feel fulfilled and that they're making progress, and then turn it over to somebody else when the point of diminishing returns set in. And it had begun to set in with me, and I came to terms with that.
Might be a good time to bail. You know, the economy's in trouble and the war on terrorism continues. There's a looming war with Iraq.
No, actually, that made it more difficult. When things get tough, you have to realize that although you may be drawn toward trying to help with those problems, number one, you don't have to be in politics in order to help. And secondly, you're just a small cog in a big wheel. You're still one of 100. And you do your part, I think, and then move on. I've always looked at this as an interruption to a career instead of a career. And I still think, although we would lose some good experience in the process, we'd be better served if we had more turnover. Our problems come from a lack of will. When this is your profession and you cannot afford to lose, you're constantly pushing problems off and away for another generation, not speaking as clearly and frankly with the people as you might if you knew you were going to be here a shorter period of time.
What accomplishments are you particularly proud of?
I'm proud of the Homeland Security bill that we just passed. I think that's a good step in the right direction. I'm proud of the campaign finance reform bill, an idea whose time finally came. Now, you know, they're in the process of trying to dismantle it again, and but I hope enough of it survives that some of the basic things, such as the prohibition against huge sums of corporate and labor soft money, are not a part of our process. Government reform, Joe Lieberman and I and others have passed several measures that I think help us in terms of the operations of government, which sorely need it. In fact, it needs a total reorganization and overhaul. We've been talking about Homeland Security, but the entire government needs to undergo the scrutiny that we gave that particular department and its creation.
You've been quoted as saying that life in Washington made you long for the sincerity and realism of Hollywood.
Yeah, the people seem to relate to that line when I deliver it.
Well, why is that?
Oh, that's certainly a laugh line. At least it's intended to be. I mean, like many of them, though, it has a germ of truth to it, but I wouldn't put too much stock in that. I've always thought that Washington and Hollywood had an affinity for each other, primarily because neither understood what the other one did. And I know that Hollywood doesn't have all that much fun, and I know that Washington doesn't have all that much power. But those who have not been involved in either one don't realize that.
How much acting does go on Capitol Hill?
Oh, about the same amount that goes on in the average dinner party. You know, we're all actors in a sense, but in terms of I'm going to get up and play a certain role or something like that, very little.
Are you still going to be involved in politics?
Oh, yeah. I will certainly be active in support of people who I want to support. Oh, one of the things I'll be doing is quite a bit of speaking. I'm with the Speakers Bureau and have several of those lined up around the country. And there'll be ways to involve myself in the public debate that I'm looking forward to.
You're only 60. The Democrats have been bringing back people a lot older than
that. Yeah, well, I hope to find more interesting things to do than a lot of those guys apparently were able to find.
Retiring Senator Fred Thompson, a Republican from Tennessee.